Number E, general discussion. Any items that commissioners wish to bring forward?
Chair, Commissioner Smitten?
Yes.
I wish our director was here, but yesterday was a series of meetings in which the recreational community had asked for, the department had agreed to. I'll do a crib note version of that. The director was there, Jim Scott, several staff, and then Commissioners Carpenter, Mankin, and me were aboard from the Fish Committee. The first meeting was with National Marine Fisheries Service. Their Assistant Director for Fisheries, Bob Turner, and four staff members were there dealing with HGMPs, our hatchery review process. And the discussion centered on the issue was, is there a plan for National Marine Fisheries Service to complete the outstanding HGMPs, and is there adequate staffing to do the job? Just briefly, we talked about how many outstanding HGMPs there were in the state. There's around 40. We specifically then focused on Puget Sound. We asked which stages they're in, what are the priorities. The outcome, I thought, was extremely positive for the rec community, for the department, and NIMS, in that it was clear there's a good working relationship between the department and NIMS. It's clear that NIMS does not have the staffing to get the job done in the timely way that we could hope it would be done. The outcome, Director Anderson proposed a process, a meeting that he would hold in how to proceed. But it was a very positive, I think, meeting from all outcomes. The next one I'll report on in the afternoon, and again requested by the rec community. Mike Grossman was there for the Attorney General's office. The primary question that was posed was what happens, and this was dealing with North of Falcon, what happens if there is no agreement in the North of Falcon process? This is something that the rec community was wondering and had asked if they could get some clarification on that. A fairly long discussion, very candid, very open, again, this is just my view of where we were. Should there not be an agreement, it would create extreme difficulties with significant legal ramifications and increasing risk to not have an agreement. In particular, NOAA Fisheries basically has a trump card that must be played in that they have to issue a permit for all our fisheries within a set period of time, and I can't remember, I think it's 10 or 15 days. If further, should we not have an agreement, that would have ramifications for the Pacific Salmon Commission, for PFMC as well. So I think short of it, it would be very difficult, but it was a necessary discussion, and I think that people were well informed by the time we finished. So, quick report. Hopefully, Director Anderson will give a detailed report in his update to us next week.
Thank you, Commissioner Schmidt. Any other comment?
Mr. Vice Chair?
Yes.
One final thing. I just wanted to encourage all commissioners, if you are not going to be on a conference call, please let Tammy know. Often we do need a quorum because we make decisions sometimes on rules that require five affirmative votes. So it's very important for us in organizing these conference calls to know, to have confidence that there will be a quorum. So please do let staff know if you're not going to be on the call. And finally, a little bit of prodding, pushing, nudging on the time reports, the expenses reports that Tammy asks us to provide twice a month. Please get those in. It makes Tammy's life difficult if we are tardy or don't respond at all, so please try to respond to those in a timely fashion. And that's all the nagging for right now.
That was very appropriate nagging. Our life is our goal is to make Tammy's life a little bit easier, not more
Absolutely.
Difficult.
I second that.
On another note here, if you guys want to see Chum in an urban setting, the Chum run going up Watcombe Creek, Larry's probably seen this many times, but they said this is the biggest Chum run in many years. And it's fun to watch people fishing right at the Bellingham Technical College hatchery. They're pulling the fish out, a lot of them, to get the eggs and that. And there's a certain zone you can fish in that humans can fish in. The seals are getting fatter by the moment just below where the humans are fishing. But, in fact, it's fun to watch people trying to bring in a chum with a marine mammal attached to the chum.
Yeah, well said.
It is quite a sight to see. So if you get
a chance
to come up here, it's thick with fish. Thick with fish. Okay.
Well, then, Mr. Vice Chair, I have to put in a plug for clam digging on Long Beach and in the Twin Harbors area. The clam digging this year has been extraordinary. And the lots of openings ahead. So,
I'll be there in New York.
Our part of the state.
We should do an outing over there one day, I think.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Well, have a good weekend, everybody, and we will see you all next Thursday morning at 8 a.m.